Aside from today's Supreme Court decision, there's a lot going on in Washington, from former National Security Advisor John Bolton's new book to action in Congress on police reform to unemployment and COVID-19. Let's get to all of it with Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, who joins us now. Welcome back.
It's nice to be back, Jeremy.
I want to start just by asking you about the news of the day. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton alleging in his upcoming book that President Trump asked the Chinese President Xi Jinping to help him with his upcoming election. What was your reaction to that, and should that be investigated?
Well, first off, I've not known John Bolton a long time, but my experience with him has been positive. I haven't seen the book, so I don't know any facts in the book, and I clearly wasn't there when any of these things happened. So, I think, like on everything, let's get the facts out there. I don't know how, the way to do it. And I do know that she is the general secretary of a communist party and is a dictator and human rights violator, but it's always best to get the facts out. And this isn't a Republican or Democrat issue. I just don't think people ought to go work for a president, any president, and to go to these tell-all books. I mean, I just think, I don't think it's the right thing to do.
Well, let me just ask you one more thing about it, though, because I know that you have spoken out strongly against the Chinese crackdown on the Uyghurs. You've even called for the 2022 Olympics to be pulled out of Beijing if they don't stop the abuse of Uyghurs. And one of the allegations in this book is Bolton said that President Trump told President Xi to go ahead with these concentration camps. Shouldn't the president have opposed that idea privately, if not publicly, exposing to the world what Xi apparently was doing, given that, as you've said, this is a major human rights violation?
Yeah, I think every American president has got to stand up for our freedoms. We know that, General Secretary Xi doesn't believe in that, doesn't believe in human rights. I think every American president's got to stand up for freedom and liberty and democracy, and with the goal that every person in the entire world has the same sort of Bill of Rights that we have. But of course, I wasn't there. So I hope that every president stands up against what they're doing to the Uyghurs.
Let's talk about policing. Senate Republicans released a bill yesterday. It does have some differences with the changes that House Democrats are proposing. There's a looser ban, for example, than the House Democrats are proposing on chokeholds and on no-knock warrants, which is the kind of warrant that led to Breonna Taylor's death. The Democratic bill bans those warrants in federal drug cases and incentivizes police departments to do the same. The Republican bill just requires data collection. Why not a ban on no-knock warrants?
First off, I'm glad that we're having this conversation, right? I think we've got to say we don't ever want something to happen like what happened to George Floyd. It was disgusting, and everybody I talked to in law enforcement. So here's what I'm doing. I'm talking to the sheriffs. I'm talking to the police chiefs. I'm talking to the police unions and say, okay, so give me your thoughts on these things. You know, somebody from outside, you say, why would you ever have to do things like a no-knock warrant? And, there's these issues about body cameras, there's issues about chokeholds, all these things. So I'm getting the facts from the people that deal with it every day. And when you look at what happened to George Floyd, we clearly see there's bad actors. I've had a very positive working relationship with our sheriffs and police chiefs. When I left as governor, I think Florida was in a 47 or 48 year low in our crime rate. I want every community to be safe, and I want law enforcement to do their job and be respected.
Are you optimistic that Republicans in the Senate, Democrats in the House are going to be able to get together to get something big passed? Are you optimistic that will happen?
Yeah, Jimmy, I actually am on this. And look, if there's going to continue where the Democrats are talking about defunding the police, and then that's clearly not going to happen. Republicans are not going to be there. We've got to have law enforcement. We have to have accountable law enforcement. So hopefully that's not where the Democrats end up. But yeah, I'm optimistic. I think what I want is I want accountability. If you want to help everybody in your community, then you say, how does everybody get a job? Not like for a percentage, just a small percentage of some. You got to do it for everybody. And then I talk to people all the time. They want to live wherever they live. They don't like to move around. They like their friends and their family, but they want to be safe. I lived in public housing. Everybody I was around, they wanted to be safe. And so let's make it safe for everybody.
Let's turn to COVID-19. Florida set a record this week for the daily number of new cases. There's a rise in hospitalizations. More than 3,000 people have died. And some experts are saying Florida has all the markings of the next large epicenter of coronavirus transmissions. Do you think Florida officials are letting their guard down a little too soon, allowing things to reopen too quickly?
You should hope not, right? you know, but my family's been very, very, very cautious about, you know, what we're doing. But I hope everybody is wearing masks, social distancing, and getting tested. There's more tests. Are there enough COVID tests? No, there's not enough COVID tests yet. I know our healthcare community is focused on making sure they're ready if there is. And you know, just you hope that if we all take this seriously, we'll figure out how to stop this. I'm optimistic we've funded the vaccine. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen today, but hopefully we will have a vaccine. We'll have a vaccine quickly. That's when we're going to finally get back to a normal life again. But you sure hope people keep taking this seriously. I don't want anybody to get sick.
Well, we did see 16 Florida friends test positive for the virus after a night out at a bar in Jacksonville. And we know the Republican National Convention, President Trump's going to be accepting the nomination in front of a crowd in Jacksonville. Are you worried about that? Do you think that Jacksonville is going to be able to safely host tens of thousands of people indoors in 2 months?
They have to. I mean, they have to. Look, I'm glad the convention's in Florida, but you got to do it safely. They're going to have to social distance. They're going to have to wear masks. They're going to have to do everything they can. Hopefully by then, you know, maybe there'll be enough tests out there that people can be tested. I don't know what they're going to do, but they have to do this safely. We can't, you know, we cannot have another outbreak of this. We don't want to shut down our economy again. So we got to figure out how to sort of do both. Open our economy, try to get back to normal, but do it safely.
Well, on the economic front, we got another report today about unemployment claims. Another more than a million people filed for that. The extra unemployment funding that Congress passed is going to expire next month, even with unemployment still above 13%. Would you consider extending that, the expanded unemployment benefits?
Well, here's what I think. We've got to take care of the people that have lost their job, but we can't do it in a manner that our small businesses don't get reopened because they don't have their employees. So you can't pay people more to not work than to work. That doesn't make any sense. But you want to make sure people can survive while we get this economy open again. So you got to figure out how to do this. You know, we've got another, 5 weeks or so to try to figure this out. You know, I'm going to be very active in trying to make sure that we take care of those unemployed. What I don't want to do is I don't want Florida taxpayers to bail out New York or other states that didn't fund their pensions, have dramatically bigger budgets. You know, they don't ever hold anybody account. They don't watch their money. So, but we got to take care of our small businesses, and we have to take care of the people that have lost their jobs.
But do you expect another big relief package out of Congress?
I think what we'll do is we're going to have a focus on how do we make sure we have liability protection for our first responders, you know, our healthcare workers and our small business. I think that's going to be in there. I think we're going to focus on how do you make sure you take the people unemployed and whatever relief we need to continue to help our small business. I think that will be in there. So, you know, we've got a few weeks to go to see what's happening, and then we can figure this out. I think this will happen. If it happens, Jeremy, it's going to happen the last 2 weeks of July.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you one more thing, Senator, while we have you.
Sure.
And I actually spoke with a journalist at WMFE in Orlando, the NPR station there, and asked what they would want to know. So we got the big news out of the Supreme Court this week, giving LGBTQ people protection from employment discrimination. And the question to you is, should Florida enact a statewide law protecting LGBTQ people from workplace discrimination?
Well, I'm against any form of discrimination, so I support the decision by the court. I think that we've got to make sure that people are not discriminated against, and so we'll see if there's something else we need. But we cannot have people being discriminated in any way at all. So I support what the court did. You know, Jeremy, people want to go complain about the courts making these decisions, but it's because the legislative bodies don't do their job and they don't have these conversations. And so, you know, I support what the Supreme Court did.
That is Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida. Senator, thank you so much again for joining us and taking all of our questions today.
Here, Jeremy.
And by the way, apparently President Trump doesn't agree with Senator Scott on the Supreme Court decision involving LGBTQ rights. He tweeted today that this week's court decisions were like shotgun blasts into the faces of people who are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. I guess not all of them.